Welcome to my podcast, Ellie Elevates Your National Parks. This is a podcast about the different national parks and monuments. Each episode, I will feature a different National Park Service site and tell you some background information and share insights, tips, and suggestions. I will also interview someone different every episode to hear about their experience in the featured park. Let's elevate your knowledge about this episode's site, Acadia National Park. Oldest park east of the Mississippi River. It is located in Maine on the ocean coast and features rocky shores and 24 mountain peaks. Most of the park is on Mount Desert Island, which I'll tell you more about in a bit. The park includes mountains, ocean coast, lakes, islands, and forest. It is the only national park in the Northeast. I find the history of the park fascinating. The Wabanaki people first lived there in the area that is now Acadia National Park. In 1604, a French explorer named Samuel Champlain saw the area and named it Mount Desert Island because the top of the mountains he saw didn't have any trees. He thought they looked like deserts. The French created a little colony there, but eventually the English won it over by war. In 1855, people were starting to vacation on the island. In 1916, Woodrow Wilson established the area as Sieur del Monte National Monument. In 1919, it became a national park with the new name as Lafayette National Park. 10 years later, in 1929, the park got its name it has now, Acadia National Park. Between 1913 and 1940, John D. Rockefeller paid for 57 miles of carriage road to be built. These were for hikers, bikers, but most importantly, horse-drawn carriages. Today, cars are still not allowed on these old special roads. In 1947, there was a huge fire that burned 10,000 acres of the park. There is still regrowth happening from the fire. Been to Acadia, but my Aunt Mindy loves it. Let's talk to her about her visit. Hi, Aunt Mindy. Welcome to Ellie Elevates Your National Parks.
Well, hi, Ellie. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
Would you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I sure can. I am a mom to Josh and Jesse, my wonderful children. I am married to a crazy guy called Dr. Crazy Uncle Mark. And I have two fabulous nieces that I absolutely adore. And we love to go to the national parks. And we try to plan our vacations around those as much as we possibly can. Mark thinks I'm crazy because I start planning the minute we get back.
How would you describe Acadia National Park?
Well, I really liked Acadia. It was interesting because it actually felt like we were in Wisconsin in a way. There were a lot of evergreens, and it looked very much like the rolling hills of Wisconsin. The main thing that was different, of course, is that you have an ocean. So you had rocky beaches and a beautiful waves and seals that you could watch. Cadillac Mountain was the highest point at 1,500 feet. So it was no Mount Rainier, but it was very, very pretty to go and see.
What did you do when you visited Acadia?
Oh, we stayed really busy, Ellie. We climbed Cadillac Mountain, and we watched the sunrise, because Cadillac Mountain is one of the first places where you can see the sunrise. So we did that. We walked on the carriage roads, and the carriage roads were built by the Civilian Corps of Engineers for rich people, basically, to ride their carriages on. So we thought that was kind of fun, and we actually ran into some rich people who pointed us away from their house to the path that was less traveled right by their house. We walked the beaches, and we saw lighthouses. We had tea, or beer, by Jordan Pond, which is one of the things that they tell everyone to do. There's popovers there, and they went great with beer. And we walked around the pond on a trail. And we took a couple other trails just to kind of see what it looked like there, and we found it very, very pretty.
Was it foresty there or more open?
It was foresty, and it was, when I think of the forest there, like I said, it reminded me of Wisconsin. When you go to Oregon, you see like old growth, big, huge, tall trees. And this was kind of like going up north in Wisconsin.
What animals did you see there?
Oh, animals. Well, we saw seal. We were kept looking for a specific bird, the puffin, and unfortunately we couldn't see puffins. We saw kind of a lot of the same things that we'd seen before, loons and herons, but more the type of bird that is from that state, so just a little bit different. We saw a lot of deer, and I think that's about it.
What plants did you see there?
What plants? We saw some beautiful plants. We were there in early spring. So we saw everything coming up to bloom, and there were a lot of wildflowers, too many for me to name, and I don't know all the names. I wish I did. But lots and lots of beautiful blooming flowers for the time that we went.
What was your favorite thing you saw there?
My favorite thing that I saw there, I think my favorite thing was the ocean. I always love the ocean. So the rocks and the waves hitting up against the rocks and the seals that we got to see and the lighthouse and climbing to the top of the lighthouse and looking out across the ocean, hoping that you could see some dolphins or porpoises. I can't remember which is the right one there. But, and we did. We saw several there. So that's one of my favorite things.
Did you see any stupid people?
Oh my gosh. Every time we go on vacation, we see stupid people. So I think that just is a standard question. Just talked about the beautiful gardens that we saw. And some were planted and gorgeous. And there were tourists, of course, standing in the middle, like walking out into these beautiful gardens to get their pictures taken, and rangers asked one group 2 times to not do that, and they giggle and walk out, and then they walk right back into the garden. And you kind of wanted to go and say, okay, I'm going to escort you out of the park now because I've had enough of you, but we just moved. We went somewhere else.
What would you do if you visited there again?
I think we hit so much of what we wanted to see. I don't know that there's a lot more. Maine itself, I probably would try to see a little bit more than just the coast. But Acadia is somewhat compact. It's a smaller national park. So I feel we did a good job of hitting all the trails that I wanted to and seeing the sites that we wanted to. So I'm good with that.
Is there anything you wouldn't do again?
Wouldn't do again? Not really. No, I enjoyed every moment. Every time we go to a national park, there's something new to see and to enjoy. So there's not one thing I would not see again.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about the park?
I think we found it really interesting that the Rockefellers donated part of that park to make it a national park. And when you walk along the carriage roads, you can see how they were made by hand. And each one of the roads has a crossing where there's a keystone with the date of when that arch was made. And that was really kind of interesting to us to think that here we were years later walking on those roads and looking at the beauty that was there, and that it was preserved for us to be able to see. So I think that's the one of the big things that I think about.
Thank you so much for talking with me, Aunt Mindy. I cannot wait to see you.
Ellie, I am so excited to see you. And again, I am honored that you asked me. So thank you very much.
The best time to visit Acadia is September through October because it is not too crowded and not too cold. Also, in the fall, the leaves are simply beautiful and it is good hiking weather. If you go in the spring, it can be very rainy. The best time to go is the morning and early afternoon because you can beat the crowds and the sunset and sunrise are beautiful. There are over 49,000 acres of wilderness to explore. Some of the activities you can do are rock climbing, biking, fishing, horseback riding, boating, and lots of winter sports. For those less active, you can enjoy bird watching or leaf watching. If I were to visit, I would choose hiking. There are over 100 miles of trails to choose from, including really easy ones to ones quite strenuous for hikers with more experience. Although bird watching sounds kind of boring to me, a lot of people really enjoy watching the wondrous nature of birds. Acadia is considered one of the best bird watching spots anywhere, and over 330 species of birds can be seen in the park. If you visit Acadia, be prepared for some fun for everyone. Thank you to my Aunt Mindy for sharing your experiences at Acadia. You made me want to visit so bad. If you're enjoying my podcast, please leave a review or rating on iTunes to help other people find the show. If you have any questions about a national park, please write to me at ellie@untanglingknots.com, and I may answer your question on a future show. Thank you to my producer, Zach, and my script assistant, Molly, and thank you to Proddington Bear for providing my theme music under an attribution, non-commercial, Creative Commons license.